All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off bottom of Shin Samech Tes. Tzrichamar Ladas. Remember again, we're in this section where the Mechaber quoted the example of Yosef and telling us specifically about how the story of Yosef is there in order to go ahead and engender within us a certain understanding as to how to approach crisis and difficult circumstances. Tzrichamar Ladas. It's important for us to know. Last section, page Shin Samech Tes. Tzrichamar Ladas. It's important for us to know. I know we did part of this section already, but we'll just pick up from here. When the Torah tells us about a particular type of personality, it is to teach us a very important life lesson. When the Torah tells us the story of Yosef and tells it to us in incredibly great detail, our job is to try to figure out how would we deal with the challenges of Yosef if we were placed in those same circumstances. LeYosef, lo haya shemetz shamusag kamazman yalas lishar beis asor, ula yivales kol yoma beis asurin, rehok mimishpachto, umikrovav, ubeli shum yodid va'ohev, ubeli efsharos kol shilis kadim mechayim, kefi shekol echad rotze, beli efsharos lahakim esek, ubeli lagil ma'amad kalkalim, when Yosef is in Egypt, every semblance of a normal life is shut off from him. He's spending his days in jail. He has absolutely no idea how long he's going to be there. No ability to establish a family. No ability ultimately to get married. No ability to have children. No ability to buy an apartment. No ability to learn Torah. No ability to set up a business. Ubevadai, avru alav kosugi hamachshavos vechalishos hadas sheovrim al kol adam sheyesh lo echa minisyonos elu. And there's no question that he was probably overwhelmed by the enormity of these circumstances and probably passed over him chalishas hadas, a certain sense of... So chalishas literally means like a weakness of mind, but weakness of spirit, almost like a certain level of sadness that passes over a person when enduring any one of these challenges. V'chol shekein shekol hanisyonos halalu biyachad. So first of all, any one of these challenges by themselves would be enough to go ahead and make a person sad, all the more so when they all come together. If Yosef HaTzadik didn't have emuna pshuta, simple faith that ultimately all is for good, see, here's the amazing part. It's easy to see, or easy to have emuna pshuta, that hakol tov, that everything is for good, when everything looks good. What happens, however, when nothing looks good? Nothing looks good. Komash nirba metzias, everything looks terrible. Shakol ra ma'od. Again, remember, this is not Yosef being melodramatic. This is not Yosef overreacting. This is not Yosef, you know, failing to see the cup as half full. This is Yosef struggling with circumstance after circumstance, difficulty after difficulty. Yosef, what we would have expected from Yosef was to be upset, was ultimately to complain and to lament his plight. Yeah, and by the way, had biblical Yosef done that, I don't think any of us would have said, oh, Yosef, come on, it's going to be fine. Why are you getting all upset? Right? Yosef has legitimate reasons to be angry and to be upset about the circumstances of his life. Mislonin al echav shevi oso lematzava akasha. He could have complained about his brothers who brought him to such a difficult circumstance. Mismali berik she sino o berik she nekama. He could have been filled with feelings of anger, of hatred, of revenge, alehem to them. Uboha al ma'oros chayiv akashim. And he would have every right to just simply buckle and cry because of the enormity of his life circumstances. He could have been filled with animosity towards God. And he could have felt very justified in his complaints against God. Mazos, what are you doing to me? How could it be that my brothers ultimately would do this to me? Ani tzadik, ma chatosi, ma pashati. What did I ever do wrong, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Va'od acharei she'amarati b'nisayon hakashem eshes potifar, zes chari, she'ashlicho silabar. Imagine you're Yosef HaTzadik. You resist the temptation to sin with your master's wife, to sin with eshes potifar. And what's the reward for standing up to temptation? They throw me in a pit. So I stand up, I withstand the test of immorality, and my reward for that is I get thrown into a pit. Zu Torah v'zu schara. Ich efshar la'avod kach es Hashem l'tzino sa'ila. How am I supposed to serve God? Yosef would have been justified in saying, with all of these challenges and difficulties. Ich efshar l'mo Torah b'kela bein ovdei gilulim bein mechashim ke'ila. How could I possibly learn Torah amongst all of these types of individuals? Rachok mikol mishpachti b'makom tomei. How am I supposed to go ahead and learn in such a place like this? This jail, which is a makom tamei, there's no kedusha, there's no yiddishkeit. Maya iti, what is going to happen with me? Eich nafalti, how have I fallen so far? Hakadosh Baruch Hu hichlit ligmar osi, husone osi, ani lo shave klum. Hakadosh Baruch Hu must hate me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu must have no regard for me. Ani mira rasha gamer. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that I'm a Rasha Gamar with absolutely no potential remedy. Hashem Eino Soval Osi VeHechlit LaHanish Osi. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go ahead and do is punish me. Dai Nimasli, enough. Tov Yoser She'asim Keitz L'Chayai. It will be better for my life to end VeEgama Me'ai Surim Ha'ila, and to be finished with all of this suffering. So these are all the things which Yosef could have said. Or he could have fallen into the web of self-blame, of beating himself up, of hatred towards himself, of despair, of sadness, that we all experience when things don't go according to our way. And of course, again, on a very simple level, so of course, remember again, it's not just simply that things are not going according to Yosef's way, but remember again, on a much deeper level, he's experiencing trauma after trauma, challenge after challenge. Our last paragraph, page Shin Ayin, Aval Yosef HaTzadik Kischazik. Yosef strengthened himself. Huzarak es sichlo vehechzik be'emuna shashem hutov tamid. He ultimately went ahead and literally threw out the intellect, and ultimately again was able to stand strong in the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always good, even sometimes when that good is not actively understandable or discernible. Shakol ma she'osa Hashem letovu osa. So Yosef chose instead to go ahead and stay strong with the mindset of Kacha Hashem Rotze. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. V'hakol l'tova. And ultimately all is for good. V'shu eino meivin klum. Yosef understood that he understood nothing. Rak ma'amin sh'hakol l'tova. But somehow, some way, he just had to forge forward in the belief that all was for the best. V'az, page Shinayin Aleph. V'az, hurakot samach. Yosef had no choice but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Thank Hashem for all of the circumstances of his life. Vishtada l'malei kol rega panoi b'kiyum hamitzos kafishi yachol, ubefrat Bisbodidus Shazaha Davar Haikari Shaya Biacholto Lasos Bekela. Yosef understood that he had a choice. His choice was, he can almost say, we've spoken about this many times already in this context, he could lament his plot, complain against his plot, get angry about his plot, fall into a state of despair about Arshna plot, his plight, right? He could have all of these things, and justifiably so. But Yosef instead chose to adopt an approach, as the Mechaber called it, of living life by saying, Kacha Hashem Rotze, this is obviously what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and if it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKol Tova. Ultimately, some way, somehow, all must be for good. Yeshnam Shnei Perushim Adu Hetzliach Yosef Pekabo. So this is an amazing piece. We'll start this and we'll have to stop over here today. So he quotes over here that there are two Perushim. Actually, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this paragraph on Shinai and Aleph Emirat Hashem tomorrow.